All right, so Ghostface shows up, starts attacking Sydney, and Sydney's a fucking martial artist or something. She got
Hell
roundhouse kicks,
yeah.
knocking him down.
I love that. She like threw him, she kicks him, threw him over her ass, like, go, 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 go on, girl.
Yeah,
She
like,
got this.
okay. And then Mary Sue, Mary Sue, Mary Sue. No. But and then, oh my God, quite possibly, maybe the most, hey, we're on the cutting edge of 90s technology. She is typing 911 on the computer, and I love that she types it and it goes, 9, what is your emergency? She has to type it out. It's like 911, come to wherever this IP address is.
Yeah, I've never seen that. I don't even know if that is that a thing we can do now? Can I like instant message live chat 999 or
Oh yeah, you definitely can, and I'm sure. And like texting also, like you can text
texting is a
911
big
as
thing
well. Yeah.
here. Yeah, texting is a massive thing here, especially in London on the tube. You can text a number if someone's being harassed or if someone's being violent, and the police will show up at the next stop. They'll be there waiting for the doors to open.
Hopefully. Will y'all's police actually be there? Because America,
Well, that's what I've heard, that it's pretty reliable.
Oh, okay. Is it, did you say 991?
Well, no, our number here is 999.
999. Okay.
Yeah, but
Interesting.
not for the, that's not the number you text. You text something like 91109 or something.
So y'all dial 999.
Yeah.
Weird. That's so much easier. Why is ours
It is so
911?
much easier. But actually, if you call 911 here, I think it redirects to 999, just in case
Really?
like an in case like an American was trying to ring and just panicked and wrote 911.
Oh,
I think it redirects.
wow.
I think that's what happens.
Oh, just will they do like an accent with like, hello there, American.
Hello.
What is your
Welcome to
emergency, America? Yeah.
the
Or does
UK.
he answer just playing bald eagle screeches? Yeah. God, that's funny. Yeah, I guess it would be enough tourists just to
Yeah, of course, yeah.
redirect it there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so this is where Billy shows up and the phone falls out, and I just put down, well done, red herring, but not red herring.
Yeah, so we're being double bluffed.
Double bluffed. Yeah. Oh man. It's God, this movie's so good. I love this. I loved it on the fact of it was that kind of thing right there, where it's, you're trying to figure out who it is. And I don't know, when I watched it, I don't ever remember watching this movie. It just has always been in my memory and in
Yes,
my psyche, but I never remember actually watching it or what I thought. Did I know who it was? Did I guess? I don't know.
I couldn't trust my memories at this point because also Matthew Lillard is such a he, to me he's like such a great comedy actor, and like throughout the film I could remember the scene of them stabbing each other at
I
the
did,
end,
yeah, I remember that, because
and
then
I
it went
thought,
too
okay, it's them
far.
too. Yeah, and
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so it's them too. But then I was like, but is that Scary Movie? Like that's ridiculous that they would just be stood stabbing each other in the kitchen. Like that can't be how this film ends. And then it is how this film ends.
No, I said it there when he goes to explain it. He's gonna go, but wait, there's more. And then I was like, wait, I'm saying it so comedically, that
That's
Sean
Scary
Way,
Movie.
that
Yeah.
Sean Way's, wait, there's
But
more.
wait, there's more.
There's
I
more.
forgot
And
about that. That's
yes,
brilliant.
because I said that, and I turned to who I watched with. I was like, oh, I think that was a Scary Movie.
Yeah.
Was like, I gotta delete that one there. So yeah, the police show up. They go to the I think the police station. No, that's right. Fucking Dewey shows up holding the mask at the door, turning
Oh,
around
asshole.
and going, you idiot, what are you doing? What are you doing?
25-year-old deputy idiot.
Deputy. So I have down. I have fucking Dewey, detective dipshit. And
Yeah.
then I turned again. I was like, wait, that was a Scary Movie. Like,
It's so difficult to differentiate between these two films.
yeah. And she calls him a doofus, which is where the doofy, he's
Doofy,
called
yeah.
Doofy. Yeah, where he comes from there. And yeah, this is, as I mentioned before, this is where I had, look at Kenny, piece of shit, lard ass. I did write down before I really realized who it was, discount Danny McBride.
Who's that?
Danny McBride is Eastbound and Down, Righteous Gemstones, all the Seth Rogen movies,
Oh, let me Google who, what do you
Pineapple
call him? Sorry.
Express, Danny McBride. Pineapple Express, he's in. Yeah,
Oh, I know him.
yeah, he's in everything. Oh, he was Sausage Party. He was the mustard.
Right,
Or the
okay.
Dijon. Wait,
The Dijon.
yeah. That was him. Looks just like him. I'm not gonna lie. When I first saw it, I was like, holy shit. If that was Danny McBride, we would have heard about it before sometime. And I
Sure.
was like, holy shit, is that him? And then I realized it was W. Earl Brown, from his voice mainly. That guy has a very distinct voice. And I think, and not quite as recognizable as Bill, but I do think people who remember Bill from The Last of Us would have recognized his voice.
Right. Yeah.
And then 90s fat I had down as well. So then we get to Billy at the police station. And when you talk about phrases, this sentence has not been uttered after probably 2009, probably not even after 2001. What are you doing with a cellular telephone, son?
Yeah, that to me was one of the funniest parts of this film is that the way they like dramatically, fuck, the word's gone. But whenever
suspicious.
You see,
it was so suspicious.
They made it so suspicious. They framed it up. It was like slow motion. It dropped out of his pocket. He has a cell phone. He must be the killer. I just couldn't stop laughing after that point. And then in the police station where he's like, son, what are you doing with this cellular device?
Okay, that was something I talked about. Also, the sheriff, his accent was really fucking weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I could not pinpoint it at all. And so that kind of distracted me. He was doing that. But yeah, the fact that there were portable phones, which is a cordless telephone, and then there were cellular phones. Uh-huh. And so when I see that, I'm always like, is that a cordless phone or is that a cell phone?
Yeah, because their landline phones, they're walking around the house with them. So it is at the point where we've got wireless landlines. Because that's what, before he dropped the cell phone, I was thinking, I was like, how is he calling? Like, is this pre-mobile phones? I can't remember, like, what time that became regular.
So cell phones are definitely from the 80s. Like, you can see some 80s movies.
Huge ones.
I remember my dad had one that was a brick. They called them bricks.
Yeah, they're
the
massive.
It's fucking big. And we had one. It didn't work. I think he just got it from work. And, you know, we never got service because it was stupid expensive.
Yeah.
But to me, an actual cell phone, the flip phones, all those were pretty much to me in my middle class place, mainly by 2002. Like, I did not get one until I graduated high school. I didn't get one until the summer of 2002. And I was the last person of my group of friends to get it. So I would say, by that, the market saturation of the old Motorola ones like that was definitely 2002 to 2003.
Yeah, I think I got my first mobile phone when I was 11, which would have been 2004.
Okay,
10,
11,
maybe
damn.
I was 10. I think I was 10, actually. Okay, and I remember it was a massive thing, and you could like clip different fronts onto it. So I had like a purple shiny one. You could like put a blue one on, and it had a antenna, and I could have put a sparkly one on, and it had games on it. And yeah, that was all we did. All we used it for was really just my mom could text me, see where I am.
Okay, see,
I'd be out in a field somewhere.
I remember texts weren't free. I remember thinking like, I'm not gonna fucking text somebody. Like, who's ever going to text?
Texts weren't free, but
10 cents or something.
Yeah, and that's why I always used to think, why did people like text such fucking weird, you know, like write the number 8 instead of 8 or great. And I was like, why do people do that? And it's because you had a character limit.
And a limit.
So we had to shorten words down so we could fit in one text message so you didn't have to pay another 25 pence or something.
That's how that started, the LOLs and all that.
Yeah,
because you didn't want to type it in there. Yeah. All right. So when they leave here, Gail Weathers, again, just a ridiculous name, that doesn't basically confront Sydney. We can tell, they have a history here. Something about your mom.
She gets socked in the nose.
Something about a book. And I've got hella right cross from Sydney here. And then Tatum just keeps saying, like, bitch went down.
Bitch went down. Yeah, she was just so buzzing for a friend. Bitch went down. I'll send you a copy. Oof.
How's that book going? Yeah, bitch went down. So that's going to be everything I say now for any kind of UFC fight or anything like
bitch
that. Or someone
down.
That falls, man, bitch went down.